Today is United Nations World Refugee Day 2008. WMNF reports from two celebrations of refugees at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus. USF's African Students Association, or ASA, was one of the student groups who organized a session in the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza around lunchtime. In addition to speakers and tables with information about refugees, several ASA members set up a makeshift refugee camp with carpets to sit on and swept it using a handmade broom. Cindy Suprema is a student in ASA.
It's a day of awareness to let everybody know about the plight of refugees and what they're going through here in America and as well as in the world. So we just thought, hey, you know, this is something that we would really want to get a part of because we're trying as an organization to reach out to the community and let people know about what's going on in Africa and what's going on with our people.
Yeti Morgan, another ASA student, is from Sierra Leone.
We have a couple of information booths that give a little bit of information about story about children, story about the things that women go through, why there's a lack of men in refugee camps. So, and then we have a station where we're doing some washing. It's the type of washing that these women would be doing, the type of foods that they would be eating.
Another student group that helped organize World Refugee Day at USF was STAND, an anti-genocide coalition. Their USF chapter president is Jen Drenth.
We raise awareness about Darfur and other areas of concern that are showing signs of genocide.
Several USF students, including Constance Cosimos from the service organization By Your Side, dropped off bags of clothes to aid refugees.
They literally come here and they get $450 and that's it. And they don't have clothes, they don't have food, they don't have anything. So we just collected whatever we could find to bring to them.
In the afternoon, about 100 people attended a conference featuring refugee experts and refugees. Nikki Kelly is the director of Refugee Youth Programs for the Gulf Coast Jewish Services, one of the groups that organized the conference. She said that there can be intergenerational differences between refugees who are parents and their children.
So our goal is to help the kids to understand their parents and maintain some culture and to really keep the parents involved positively in the kids' lives as they evolve here.
One of the largest refugee crises in the world is Iraq, where the U.S.-led invasion and occupation has led to more than 2.7 million internally displaced and 2 million externally displaced refugees, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Rubiz Castro is with Lutheran Services of Florida, another group that organized the conference. Castro said that many of those Iraqi refugees will seek asylum in the United States in coming years.
The amount, I have no idea, but yes, we will be seeing some. They're in the pipeline. But again, because of after September 11, there's a lot of background checks, and they have to make sure that whoever's coming has passed all the background checks. So we'll start seeing them soon.
The UN estimates that there were more than 4.4 million Palestinian refugees in 2005, and some have been refugees for more than 60 years. There were no Iraqi or Palestinian refugees at either event at USF on Friday. Most were from Africa, including Daniel Agao, one of the Lost Boys of Sudan, who fled in 1987 when he was about 12, but didn't arrive in the U.S. until 2001.
Yeah, in Ethiopia, I was in a refugee camp for 4 years. The life was a little bit better because with the help of United Nations. In 1991, there was a war in Ethiopia that caused the life of thousands of Sudanese boys crossing the border. A lot of people drowned in the river called Gila. A lot of people were eaten by lions.
Kosi Aya is from Togo and was a refugee in Ghana, but his first months in the United States were rough, including a hospital stay.
I was scared. First, I was scared because I don't have no my mom, no my father, nobody here. But when I came here, the lady who is in charge, my sponsor, telling me that, Kosi, no worry about nothing. That's the beginning of the life. Everything will change.
22-year-old mother of two, Amante Tio, was born in Liberia but has lived in refugee camps most of her life.
When I got in America, I was happy. I was really happy because, of course, America helped me to save my life. I don't die. Canada, I'm standing here. I should have died a long time. But I thank God to America, saved my life.
USF Associate Provost Kofi Glover said that the number of refugees could be reduced if people stopped making wars.
We hope that by the time you finish and leave, you come up with some good ideas, perhaps, how we can stop the world, the wars that produce refugees, the hunger that produces refugees.
Former USF President and current Executive Director of USF's Patel Center for Global Solutions, Betty Castor, attended the refugee conference.
It really speaks volumes about the academic community when our students and our faculty can understand, reach out, build bridges, and try to help not only understand but find viable ways to help people who are in rather desperate situations and welcome them to our country.
You can learn more about World Refugee Day at unhcrwashington.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.